This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting. Wow, that sounds different. And yes, the don't you love radio? Live radio especially. Always interesting moments. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. And if nothing else, you can actually converse with people that are smarter than I am, maybe even smarter than you, but whatever. You can figure that one out on your own, right? Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I really do. So let's just get to it. Kavanaugh today. Corey Duncan's going to join me after the first break to talk about this. But did you love what went down with Kavanaugh today? I mean, everybody was so worried, and I was too. You know, when you heard when Dr. Ford, Professor Ford, whatever name she prefers, when she first came out, I mean, very, very, very believable. Now, look, let's just make this clear. You know, I believe she probably was, you know, assaulted, sexually assaulted in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? And, but how could it be Kavanaugh? I mean, when she came out, she was, you could see the pain in her face. You could see the hurt in her face. I'm not so sure that this was an act, if you would. But I do believe that it was aimed at Kavanaugh. I do believe that the Democrats, the Senate Democrats, were focusing and pushing for the witnesses to believe, or I should say the ones that were assaulted, to believe it was him. I mean, when you think about it, if you really want to get down to the facts of everything, and I don't want to beat it up again, when you think about her age, she was, what, 15 or 16 years old when she went to the party? Right? How did she get there? She didn't drive. How did she get home? She didn't drive. She remembers absolutely nothing about the evening. Said she only had one beer. See, at first we were all believing that she was drunk, right? So we were thinking, okay, she had one beer. And how inebriated can you be on one beer? And the only thing she remembers about that night, and even the amount of people that were there in the room or what have you, she hasn't got that. Was 4, 6, 3. And again, I'm not calling her a liar. I'm just calling out the inconsistencies. So, you know, 4, 6, whatever the number is, however it worked out. And the only thing she knows for sure is that it was Kavanaugh, because everybody else she's named says, no, I wasn't there. No, it didn't happen. Now, I want you to think about this. Just take Ford. That's the only one I'm going to talk about for now. Here she is saying she's sure. She's 100% sure that it was Judge Kavanaugh, but she can't be 100% sure about anything else that happened that night. House, time of year, time of day, area it happened in. I mean, think about something. the witnesses that the Dems keep saying they want to hear from have already been heard from twice. Right? I mean, his Judge Kavanaugh's background has been gone into six times. So I'm trying to figure out exactly, if somebody could lay me out, write me an email, tell me exactly what they're looking for. What do they want? What are they laying out? What is supposed to be happening? What am I missing? How about that? Missing something here, obviously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So then we get Kavanaugh in there today. And I couldn't believe all the breaks she took. Was she taking breaks because she needed a minute to catch her breath? Did she need to go to the bathroom? Did she need to be consulted? Kavanaugh did exactly what I hoped he would do. Didn't know I was hoping. He came out swinging, and he was not willing to take any garbage from anybody, and that's what we needed. Now, the left is calling him too cocky, too mean, too aggressive. But when you're protecting yourself, you get as aggressive as you want. No, seriously, when you're fighting back for your life, look, he's not just, he is fighting back for his life. He's got two young girls looking at him. He's got a wife there. His mother and dad are in the audience. He spends his whole life building his reputation. His whole life. And he said that on several occasions. I worked hard for this reputation. To have it, you know, as he said, this was a smear campaign. They were going after him big time. And look at the questions the Dems were asking. What substance was there really? You know, the only place I think he really blew it is every time they asked for an FBI investigation, he should have said there's been six of them. Not only has there been six of them, but if you really felt this was important, if you really felt this was bad, then Senator Feinstein, who had this information, should have asked the FBI. Any of them can ask the FBI to look at this. You know that. This is not just on the White House. Any of them can do it. And then who knew that Lindsey Graham had a spine? Seriously, has anybody seen his spine forever? And all of a sudden today, it came out in full power and full glory, don't you think? Really? I thought it was great. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan's going to join. Hopefully he'll be as wound up as I am after the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more happening here shortly. Right here. Don't go anywhere.
Market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Apparently, we never went away. Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I had to have him go take a nap, you know, because at his age, it's kind of tough. I understand how it goes. So, because we had a few little difficulties that we had to straighten out. So, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show, and I always appreciate his input on what's going on. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to give us some insight and some real common-sense solutions to some of the craziness going on. How you doing, Corey? And Corey's gone. I like how that worked out, right? What? Well, I don't think he hung up. I think he... God bless America. You know what I'm saying? Always works out well. Yeah, here he comes. He's coming back now. You know... God bless America. We're going to sing the song. Ready, Corey? You and me together. God bless... No. Are you there? Tell me you're there.
I'm always here, man. Always.
Well, I thought maybe you fell asleep again. I didn't know. I was...
Nah. Actually, I was looking out the window to make sure the Internal Revenue Service wasn't coming. So. But anyway.
Oh, all they have to do is rip your mattress open. They'll find all the cash you're hiding. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, it's an old cliche. My mother used to say, if you earned it, hey, you ain't got nothing to hide from nobody.
That's right.
The only people you had to hide things from is the jealous and envious people. That's the only people you have to hide things from.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there, huh? You found that out, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It didn't take long. It's some, but you know, it's also another cliche. Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies even closer.
No kidding.
I didn't get that beautiful psychology degree from Texas A&M for nothing. Unlike Ms. Ford, who can't answer psychology questions.
Oh, you're gonna get. I thought that was. You know what? Did you watch any of that today? Because I got to tell you. In watching what was going on and seeing how that was, she took a boatload of breaks, which I couldn't figure out what that was about. I don't believe, unless she's ill, if she's got a sickness, then I'm sorry. But if she doesn't have a sickness, what was going on? Did she need time to compose herself or to get more information? I don't quite know what was happening there.
Well, you know, as we all know, when certain people are lying and they get behind the mic, you know, it's kind of hard to lie. When you know, you had to cover it with another lie, and they come with another lie. And who knows? I don't know what's going on with this woman. I'm not going to say anything happened to her or this or that. What I will say is a dog and pony show, because the thing of it is we're getting this all over the place, and this man has been, oh, man, I can imagine what his family's gone through. That's why I told you a while ago that people were asking about me running for office, and I was like, oh, no, I would never put my family through anything like that. That is unreal, and it's crazy. And, you know, it's like one thing after another. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I know he has to stay strong because he ain't came this far. He might as well go ahead the rest of the way. But really, at the end of the day, you kind of have to ask yourself as a human being, is it really worth all of this? Because... We know we got a lot of people that's on the left, a lot of people that's on the right, the people on the left saying what they say, and the people on the right saying what they say. And I'm tired of listening to it, really. It's almost like the young and the restless. I'm like, look, just get the man confirmed or not confirmed. I mean, to be honest, I I'm not into this going back and forth, this politics thing going back and forth, barking. Look, let's move on. Let's move on, because we already knew all this was going to happen. You know, when they put somebody up, we do the same thing. When we put somebody up, they do the same thing. So it's like the Red Sox against the Yankees, Celtics against the Lakers. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm sorry to disappoint the people, because I know people get off on that and stuff, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that, but, you know, to me, I'm like, okay, I'm tired.
Corey, I think what bothers me, and you and I know that this happens, but I think what bothers me the most is here. This guy scared them, and this guy was their worst nightmare. He was a Boy Scout, right? I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's a great husband, he's a great father, he's a great male role model, which drove these people nuts, and they couldn't get anything on him. So here's something you can throw at him, and it's a constant character assassination, constantly. You know, not one of these people that accused him has any shred of evidence. But he's guilty. I mean, he's got his daughters watching this. Can you imagine your daughters are watching this? Your wife is watching this. And his parents are in the audience. And these people have absolutely, these Dems have absolutely no shame whatsoever, do they?
Well, I mean, that's a typical playbook. But you have to understand something. And I know some people might think that, yeah, it's wrong and this or that. But we live in the evolution of the Internet and everything else. And technology is good, and then technology is bad. And you all have to realize that when you say, I'm going to run for office, that opens up. Not to say this man is guilty or whatever. I'm quite sure he's a fine, upstanding young man. But the only problem about that is the fact that when you run for office, you have to understand how people are going to dig into your background. They're going to say things about you that's not true. But how about that? They say things about me and you that's not true. But anyway, but that's just how the world is. It's like everyone is always standing on a soapbox trying to either discredit someone or especially when this man is just, he's doing something that's been a lifelong ambition. So why should, just trash it because of political affiliation? I mean, but that's the world we live in. So you open yourself up. You kind of open yourself up to that. I understand how everyone feels about it. Yeah, it's a travesty for the liberal, but that's the liberal playbook. That's been like that forever. So I don't know why everyone is like so, surprised. I mean, I wasn't surprised. I knew all this was going to probably happen to the man. I mean, why not? Anything that President Trump does, they're not going to give him his justice.
No, they're not.
He can elect. He could put Daffy Duck in there, and he would still. They would still have something to say. So it's no surprise to me.
I'm not trying to beat it up with you, but there are so many things to me here that don't make sense, and the Me Too people are all over this, and I'm thinking about something. The one young lady, and I won't say her name, because I don't want to make it sound like I'm just picking on a person in particular, right? So she went to a place where she observed gang rapes going on, right? So she's observed these things going on. She saw people getting drugged and getting raped, said nothing. She kept going to those meetings. She kept going to those parties or whatever they were called, right? And then she gets gang raped and drugged. I'm just amazed at this. And she didn't say anything all that time. So, it there's no sense of decency in any of this. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Corey Duncan will still be with us after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A historic hearing has concluded on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from both sides on the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
A visibly angry Kavanaugh said that his family had been destroyed by the past 2 weeks of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Christine Blasey Ford said that the judge assaulted her while his friend Mark Judge egged him on.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun.
Senator Dick Durbin tried to get Kavanaugh to endorse an FBI investigation into the claims.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Say, nothing says Americana more than Charlie Daniels. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on because I know how much you enjoy Mr. Duncan here every week on the show. Well, they do, Corey. When you're not around, you're not on, you miss a week. I mean, my God, you'd think I went on a vacation for a month. Like, where's Corey? How come Corey's not on? I mean, I'm going to call it the real side, but Corey Duncan. Maybe we'll change it.
They want me to... You know, thank you for allowing me to appear and come on your show. But yeah, I got some people I got eyed up and stuff. They love or like me just as well as they like Salmonella. So,
well, But you know, hey, listen though.
Well, that's because they're not there to listen. They're there to spy. For other people, but I mean, it's all good. It's not a problem. I'm past all that.
Okay, you got the truth. They can't win because you've got the truth.
Well, you know, see, the only problem about that is having the truth is that other people have the truth right in front of them, but they want to take and just go around and continue to play them games. So you know, it doesn't matter. We're continuing on our quest. And we're doing what we got to do in our movement, www.conservativegen.com. Yep. And that's the Grassroots Conservative Association group. We're doing more with these young people than any of these other people I see that's doing. So it's all good. You know, at the end of the day, as my mother would say, you have to pray for people, you know, especially when they sit back and they want to do you harm when you're trying to do right. So it's
you
okay.
But you know what? One of these days, you got to text me your mom's phone number. I got to talk to that one.
My mom would come on here and call a lot of people out, so I don't think that'd be a good idea because my mom is not going to.
Hey!
You think I'm not politically correct? She's definitely not. My daughter isn't because. And a lot of us, we sit back and we watch a lot of people. We just don't say anything. You know, like I told you before, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies even closer.
Well,
so
you
know, I'm not going to play that game.
You know, you and I talked about this early on when you were going down a certain road, and I said, be careful because conservatives have a tendency to bite you, and they don't bite you because they're just nasty and mean. They bite you because they're all talk, right?
Well, Joe, let me say this. With all due respect, I don't want to continue beating this drum or whatever, but, you know, sometimes it has to be said because a lot of people, you know, me and Anna and the family, and you know, we got this thing going with the Christian conservative prep schools and yep. down the Texas River Oaks and also College Station, close to my alma mater. And my thing with this, we're trying to do something like that. And we got people that hate. They won't hit like. They won't do nothing. But you know, if I was out here jumping on top of cars and doing all this other kind of crazy stuff, and you know, I'm not an activist. I'm an educator, and as an educator, we're about educating our young people. I do apologize. I know this is a political show. But, you know, that stuff with all of this fussing and going back and forth. Hey, look, I want answers. I don't want to keep asking the same question that everyone says or keep repeating the same thing that I hear Fox say and this and that. You know, that's not news. That's just as Anna would say, you know, when you play stupid, silly games, you get silly prizes. So that's, you know, I'm on here to talk whatever you want to talk about, but it's my portion of the show. It's I'm the guest, so if you don't want to listen, you don't have to.
I never listen to you. Haven't you figured that out yet? No, listen. I have a lot. Yeah, but wait a minute.
That was brought to you by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. The check is in the mail.
Well, listen. No. Seriously, I appreciate everything you're doing. But what I wanted to say to people is, you know, whether you're out there trying to get somebody elected, you're out there trying to, you know, do your grassroots thing or what have you, you have to be very careful as to who you trust. You have to be very careful as to who you surround yourself with. Who really.
And,
you know, is out there supporting
you, know
you and backing you up, right?
I tip my hat to you. Because you know what? I owe you a lot. And I don't just come on here to say that you and Tammy are the best. But, you know, you told me a long time ago when I started this, you said you're going to get a lot of people. And it almost ran me out of this business. And so my daughter said, Daddy, you ain't came too far to turn around. And that's all I need to hear was from her. And you and Tammy and some other people that's been very, very supportive of not just me, Anna, and a lot of other people that's in this conservative movement, because, you know, at the end of the day, we sit back and we watch a lot of people. As I say again, you know, here we go. That portion of the show is sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. We are nonprofit, and we're not looking to make a buck off of anyone. So no. My thing of it is that, you know, while everyone else is trying to, like, you know, progress their professional, you know, whatever they're going to do professionally, announcing on TV or whatever, you know, that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. But please, whatever you do, I love real people. That's why I love you and Tammy, because you keep things real. And the thing of it is that's what you're doing. Just say that's what you're doing. Say I'm not here for the movement. Say I'm just here just to progress my career and, you know, it's just crazy. But I want to move on to other things.
No, but from a social justice standpoint.
It's depressing to see some of these people that call themselves conservatives.
I know, right? No, I'm with you. We could do 2 hours of that alone. But
I could call one in particular out running game, but I'm gonna leave it alone. They running games like I don't know what. It's almost like, as I always tell somebody, it's almost like the person with the newspaper on the number 7 train going into Queens playing the shell game. I've seen all that. I'm from the hood. I know what you're doing. And so because guess what? At the end of the day, Joe, guess what? Good Lord sees and hears everything.
As you're right. You're right. So, but wait a minute. Back up for a second. You and I have talked about this plenty of times, and we see it happen, whether it's in politics or just society as a whole. You know, young men, we're not teaching, and I believe that that's what you're going to be doing in these schools as well. We're not teaching young men how to take their proper places in society, to be fathers and husbands and real men, if you would. Not, I know some people listening are going, yeah, you want men to take over the world. And No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about men being providers and taking care of their family, right?
Well, what I'm going to say is this, because I know I got a lot of family listening, and I know it's a lot of, I know of some pro-fem ones that's on the right or whatever, so I'm not going to call them out or say anything. But, yeah, you are. You're absolutely correct. And that's what we're going to do with these churches. Our whole thing. thing of it is this, dog country and family. That is what we advocate. And we are not going to back up from it. We're not going to, and also patriotism, also to understand that it's our sovereignty and also the Constitution is under attack. And it's under attack every day, regardless of whether it's saying something bad about this gentleman Kavanaugh or this or that. It's under attack. And when will we start to learn that the young people are getting indoctrinated? Every time they had, I'm going to tell you, in Baltimore, they had a voter registration. They went and picked illegals up with school buses. Not only that, they went and they also got young people, and they took young people, but while they're taking them to the vote and getting signed up, they're also telling them about socialism and liberalism. But see, we don't want to take and do things that's productive like that. We'd rather chase, you know, phantom people and, you know, sit and argue about this and, oh, lock Hillary. Nobody cares a rat's, you know what, because we all know at the end of the day, if you got money and power in this country, you're not going to jail, especially if you're at that level. So can we please stop with the conspiracy? I mean, we all know what they've done. We already know about Benghazi and this and that, but it doesn't matter. The thing of this is that the young people need to be educated and taught about everything that we're teaching at these prep schools. And it's not to down anyone, but, you know, the thing of it is that we're trying to do this because it's been a vision of, and it's been a sole vision of the Grassroots Conservative Association group to do this. That's why we stepped away from politics to focus on young Americans. And that's what we need to do, because guess what? In about 5 or 10 years, when all of us are sitting up and we gumming tangerines somewhere or whatever, or pushing up daisies for some of us and stuff, these young people are still going to be around, and they are interested in what we have to say.
I agree with you. I agree 100% with you. We have let our young people down. We have not done what we're supposed to do. And from a biblical standpoint, we've really not done what we're supposed to do, because it says the more seasoned men, if you would, the more seasoned men are supposed to teach the young men. They're supposed to teach the young how to treat themselves. And you and I, as dads of females, we're supposed to teach our girls how they should be treated, how they should be taken care of. Got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Corey is going nowhere, I promise.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. Baby,
we're back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the town, the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I know there's a bunch of other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I really do appreciate that very much. All right, Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I know some of you, you know, if you've been with us tonight, if you're an old timer, as they say, you know, we had some technical difficulties, and he agreed to wait, hang out, and come on later on, and he's here, and I always enjoy the time that he's on with us. So, Corey, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome. And, you know, it is this late night here in the great American, back in Chantilly, Virginia, one of our branches. Well, man, we got branches coming to a city near you, Atlanta, Georgia. We're all over the place, Dallas, Houston, even in the far west now. And, you know, it's just growing. And one thing I want to say is everyone, I had to rephrase something I said while the mic was hot. We don't need you. We need your support. to support our movement also, and just to support the Corey Ann and Friends show every Wednesday, well, the Corey Ann and Friends conservative hour, I do apologize, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., come 7 p.m. Eastern, come to our website, www.conservativegen.com. Please, because that's going to be the only way, because we're not broadcasting through Facebook, so you're going to have to come there. And if you don't want to come there, that's fine. It's not an issue. And one more thing, Joe, real quick. My wife wanted me to say something real quick, and she said that God calls men to be the head and providers. Women support their husbands and nature the children. So that's to all of those pro-fem people that's on the right that don't like me. That's what we do in our household. That's called God, country, and family, as the Almighty wants it put out there, not the way somebody want to bend it and make it for something else. Thank you.
No, listen, there was a few people, a few women that have come out recently and in the last couple of years and said, hey, look, my husband is the head of the household. He's a spiritual head of the household. And they get beat up. They get so beat up. And I'm saying to myself, look, if that's that woman's choice or that guy's choice or whatever, who are you to tell them how to live their lives? And then, you know, you've got guys like, listen who they're making fun of. So they make fun of Kavanaugh. They made fun of Pence. When he said, hey, I don't go to dinner alone with women, right? I mean, all these...
When he was talking about the Holy Ghost, and that's just the Spirit talking to him, so I don't understand, what did he say that was wrong? I mean...
He hears an X on voices in his head. That's the way they saw it. Yeah, right?
Okay.
I mean, listen, it is so funny that... Everything that goes wrong, everything that goes sideways, they always have an excuse for it. It's drugs, it's society, it's this, it's that. It's never. They never want to come back to the God thing. They never want to talk about God and how we've thrown God out of everything. We tell people that they're nuts for believing in God and along those lines. Never. So it's always amazing to me how they have absolutely no answers, but they can tell you that whatever you believe is true is wrong. Doesn't you just scratch your head when that happens?
Well, that happens on the left and the right. You got a lot of people, they want to take things that, like the Constitution, and one thing that we've been teaching, and we're going to be teaching for the next couple of weeks on the Corey Anna and Friends conservative broadcast on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, is that we're teaching Constitution 101. And I went into it this week about a couple of things dealing with the Constitution. I will be there next week to echo the same thing. And that's what we need to do. We need to start from ground zero because, you know, you got a lot of people that's walking around here verbatim, and they're reading, they got the Constitution sitting in front of their face, but they can't say whatever you move the piece of paper away from or gave them a multiple choice test, they couldn't pass it. So the thing of it is, if you're going to be an educator, at least learn how to teach about the Constitution or whatever like that, because, you know, you kind of look a little silly getting up there not being able to. But anyway,
wait a minute.
You know,
can I go one step further with you, though? You can't just need to know how to teach. You have to know what the heck you're talking about and what you're teaching. God.
Well, as I always say on your show, you know, there's a lot of people that teach, they listen, but they don't understand. They, you know, they hear and they take what they want to take out of it. And, you know, the question of it is when are we going to get down to the grassroots of really why we're in this movement? Are we in this movement for this? In this movie for the movement for that. You know, as I always say, you got a lot of people that's trying to make a buck off this movement. And then on top of that, you got a lot of people that's trying to do something good in this movement. But we can't, you know, and it's just like the president. We're not going to get outdo. But it's okay because, you know what, we got a small following. But guess what? As a wise person once said, it's not about the quantity of people that's supporting you. It's the quality of them. And that's why I really don't pay no attention to a lot of people no more about that, because we're progressing at a faster rate than we was dealing with these people with the politics.
Hey, Jesus had 12, right? I mean, seriously, sometimes it doesn't take a whole bunch of people. It takes a group of committed people to get something done.
Amen.
And we have to be, but the other thing though is we have to be willing to take each other's back. I'll cover each other's back. We have to be like the Marines, right? A group of four, what do you call a group of four guys that you guys have? Right? I mean, the Marines have groups of four, don't they?
Yeah, that group support, but they changed the names. You know.
Yeah, but my point is, four of you guys can rip up a place. I mean, can really do some heavy damage because you have each other's backs, because you can trust each other, because you know that there's somebody to your right, left, and behind you. Can right. conservatives say that about each other on a regular basis?
Well, I guess I can say that. Yeah, they're called Viper Squad that they have. But anyway, yeah, that's because they work together as a unit, and right. they're not worried about trying to make a buck, or they're not trying to worry about, you know, trying to. We all work as a team, and no one is work. There's no iron team. Come on, I mean, you know, but you know, Joe, I get on here and I thank the Heavenly Father, and also thank all of the people that all of the patriots that support me and Anna and our movement, and also you and Tammy and some other people. But, you know, one thing that I've really learned the last couple of months is that we're never going to be on the same page. No one is going to be on.
No.
None of these conservative broadcasts or podcasts are going to be on the same page because they're not all in it for the same thing. We're in it for these young Americans, point blank. We're
right.
dedicated, and that's what we're dedicated to and for. Remember, we the people. So the thing of it is that we got to start looking not just at just at ratings or having these circuses that we see that people have jumping up and down, having all these circuses. And, I mean, because that's what it is. It's a circus, and it's for attention or whatever like that. We're not on there for that. We post what we post, but all else is dealing with truth and about trying to educate and get these young people going, man, because we are so far behind the eight ball. It's horrible. It's horrible. And people come to cities like Baltimore, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, we've talked
and
about this.
Just, and it's not just black. It's not black. It's all of them.
Yeah. No, it's true, and it's very true. But look, we men have been belittled for now decades. Now they're not needed. I posted something on purpose on my Facebook page to see how many people would comment on it about the necessity of a father, about the importance of a father, and why we need to stop tearing them down. And I got to tell you something. I didn't get a whole bunch of response. And I don't know if I didn't get a whole bunch of response because people were afraid of what somebody else would say or do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You're not going to get a lot of responses because you're not entertaining them. See, they're looking for, as my wife would like to say all the time, people like entertainment. That's what they like. They like constant entertainment. And if they're not being entertained, I see some of these people, they go on other people's pages, and they like. And on our page, we're talking about some educational change. You know, if Anna said it, you can like it when she said it. You can like, but my thing with this is, why is it so much difference in the two? But then, you know, it's just like, you know, it's not, now I'm not worried about it because we're going to still do what we have to do anyway. But anyway, I do thank you every week for allowing me to come on. And I am the founder and co-founder of the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. Come check us out, www.conservativegen.com. Corey, Anna, and friends, Conservative Hour, every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, 6 p.m. back home in the Lone Star.
Yep. Hey, listen, I appreciate what you do. We'll put some connections, some information up on your website, on our email blast program so that you can get some more coverage there as well. And look, for the rest of you, head over to my website, sign up for the email blast. We'll give you information like this. So instead of you trying to call or email me or leaving me Facebook message saying, how do I get a hold of Corey? You won't have to. Just go back and look at our emails. I do everything but show up at your house and put it in your mouth. I mean, seriously. Anyhow,
amen.
Corey, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me, and we will send people in your direction. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down so you have it ready for tomorrow night. You know, I mean, some of you were Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. You know how it goes. Head over to the website, realside.com. Check us out. Send me your email. Buy a mug. Do something. Get involved. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.